This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday.
And I'm Scott, along with my lovely wife, Teresa. Mm-hmm. And we have a really special podcast today.
We do.
Deal with angels.
We're going to have some of our own stories going on with that, too. You take what you want, leave the rest.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I want to get right into it.
Too.
So why don't you go ahead and read the topic?
Okay, well, according to Scripture, angels are involved in helping God's people. Just like today. They are his servants who constantly serve and protect. That's what the Bible says. So today we're going to discuss Hebrews 1:14. It's one of the passages, and then another, concerning the mystery of guardian angels watching over those who will receive salvation by faith. And that's not what Scott and Teresa said. That is in the Word.
That's right. That's Hebrews, which is the New Testament. Chapter 1, verse 14. Therefore, angels are only servants, spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give your life to Christ, or if you've given your life to Christ, you have angels around you.
Mm-hmm. So comforting.
That is, man. Looking out for your best welfare.
Uh-huh. And they're assigned by God.
Yeah, they are.
And I know, you want me to share one of my stories? I know for me, I was just telling Scott that I've got a few instances that always seem to involve a car.
Yeah.
Preventing me from having a car wreck. My mom and I, years ago, were at Lake Texoma, where mom and dad had a lake house, and we were in downtown, that part of the area. And we were, I'm telling you, Scott, we were at the light, and the light changed. And I don't even know exactly what happened, but we were going to be in a car wreck. And it was like an angel just came down and swooped in. And it just like everything else just kind of disappeared and made a way for us. I mean, we pulled over and my mom just went, "What in the world?" And I said, "That was crazy." My mom goes, "That was an angel. I saw that other car. We were going to be getting hit." You know, and it's you can't explain it.
Yeah.
But you just know because it was right in front of you.
Yeah.
What about you? I know you've told me one.
I know at work one day I was working and there was I saw someone in line. We were pretty busy. And I just said hello to them and greeted them. And this lady looked at me and said, "You have the light of the Lord in your eyes.
Mm.
And you are a great servant of his and dedicated to him."
Mm.
I looked at her and I said, "Thank you so much. You know, I needed that encouragement."
Mm-hmm.
So I walked back in the kitchen and I said, I'm gonna go talk to that lady. She was eating there. And it wasn't a minute after she had said it, I went out to the dining room to find her. I couldn't find her.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find her anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that was the Lord really coming in. In fact, I was going through a horrible situation at that time. Teresa and I both were. I was on my third hernia surgery, about to have surgery, and I was a little discouraged and really grasping for God's faith, you know, to have more faith. And I know God sent this lady, this angel to me to tell me, "Hey, you have God's light in your eyes. You love him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you."
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was just one instance, mm-hmm. you know, of many that have happened, you know, over the last going on 11 years for me,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, and I truly believe my mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, and our mothers, mm-hmm. you know, when they pass to go to heaven, I mean, God needs all the good angels he can get,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I know they're there, and your dad, and you know what I mean? It's just encouraging to know that angels are there for us.
And we think this will be a great opportunity for those of you that have an angel story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it on our Facebook page. Let's get some community going about these precious, mysterious stories that, you know, we can tell to encourage each other. And some of you listening have had them, have never told anybody because you know, maybe think people think you're weird or crazy. It's not weird or crazy. It's reality. It's right here in the Word.
That's right. In Hebrews 13:2, it says, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without even realizing it.
That's right.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, you know, God, it's just amazing, man. What, you know, how God can just intervene in our life in just such a way, and we don't recognize it. But when you take the time just to slow down and realize, wow, that was God's intervention right there.
Well, and how many times has it been someone where they were asking for money, asking for food, instead of us helping them and, you know, judge them and just either didn't just say no or pretend that they weren't there.
Yeah.
Could that have been an angel? Well, according to Scripture, you never know. We can't judge them and say, oh, they're just going to go buy cigarettes or just going to go buy alcohol with that. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's all about obedience. It's all about, you just never know.
That's
that could
exactly
have been
right.
An angel. And we did not entertain them like the Word says. Are we going to go to hell for it? No.
Yeah.
But it's being aware of everything, the activity around us, the spiritual activity all the time that goes on, Scott.
That's right.
We get on with our own plans and our agendas, and we just don't see it when it's all around us.
You know, we can be confident, though, of God's presence and power is available to help us practice right living. And then sometimes he does that through angels. He does that in a way that shows us, my goodness, there's no way that person could have done this without God's intervention. You know, were they an angel? Well, don't question it. Just say, yeah, man, that was an intervention. That was God's intervention for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And here's one that talks more about, you know, as far as marriage goes, when we go to heaven, it says in Matthew 22:30, for when the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. In this respect, they will be like the angels in heaven.
Right.
So, you know, you and I, honey, we're not going to be married in heaven. We're going to be like angels.
Well, yeah, but we'll know each other, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We'll have a different role.
We will.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a different role.
And this is just scratching the surface on angels, you guys. We encourage, and girls, we encourage you to study about angels. It's really fascinating. In the stories, you know, that people have that need to be told. They need to be heard.
Yeah, and look who introduced, you know, God to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel, the angel.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced, you know, he said, hey, you know what, I know you're scared, you know, but I'm the angel of the Lord, and I'm here to tell you some things.
Well, there's several accounts in the Bible of angels that came from the Lord to give people messages. So many people say, I wish that God would still do that. Hello, he still does. But the best part about being a Christian, he also has left us with his Holy Spirit. So we don't necessarily have to have an angel in the form of a burning bush
right.
or an angel called Gabriel. I mean, he's with us all the time.
That's right.
To talk with us and lead us and guide us. But yeah, he still does that.
Yeah.
You know?
And God can encourage us to do good things through angels, you know, to do an angelic type gesture towards somebody, you know? I mean, maybe somebody in front of you, their credit card's declined.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they have a couple of kids with them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're just thinking, my gosh, how am I going to make it through today?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just say, you know what, man or lady, I got it.
That's right. And that's how we want to end this podcast.
Yeah.
We want to encourage you, don't just be looking for angels, be an angel.
Be an angel. That's right. Be an angel yourself.
Mm-hmm. And to others.
Right. Love others.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest commandment that God has given us is love your Lord with your mind, your soul, and your heart, and to love others.
That's right.
Is the greatest commandment. That's what Jesus tells us. Above all others, that is the greatest commandment. So be an angel to somebody today.
That's right.
Just don't wait for someone to be an angel to you.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just the greatest thing to leave on people's minds today.
It is.
Slow down long enough and see who you can be an angel to.
In order to recognize, you know, people, the angelic interventions in your life, or to be an angel for somebody, you know, to do an angelic gesture, you got to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's people out there that don't know Jesus. They can do nice things.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't recognize the power that has not only on yourself, but on others.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know Jesus, or maybe you thought you had, and you're realizing today, gosh, you know, I really never gave him my heart. you know, then you know what? We're encouraging you right now to do that. So please pray this prayer with us. Please know that you're saved and God loves you. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And I know, Lord, that you said that you will forgive me of my sins if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Well, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to do great things for other people. And I want to recognize your presence when angels come into my life. Today, I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're sorry. Our office telephone was going off. We certainly apologize. We'll move that in the future. So, listen, if you gave your life to Christ, we'd love for you to let us know. I go to Living It Up, Beginning Again. And any comments you may have, please like us, share us. And we just love y'all so much. We can't wait to talk to y'all tomorrow.
Right. Okay, everybody. Well, we've enjoyed this.
We have.
The mystery of it all just threw me.
Yeah, just remember, be an angel to somebody today.
It could
today.
Have been an angel calling us.
That's right. Might have been.
You never know. We have to check and see.
So be an angel today.
Until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us and keep living it up.
Wabba gang again.